Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As a reminder, listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. Well, in our final segment tonight, we are getting ready to completely shift gears. We're going to preview the 2015 Hamiltonian, the biggest harness race of the year, live from the Meadowlands. Coverage begins at 4 o'clock Eastern Time on the CBS Sports Network, and it's so wonderful to have with us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, Sam McKee. He is a veteran commentator of horse racing. He will call the Hamiltonian, and it's time now to go into the harness racing zone, the countdown to the 90th anniversary of the Hamiltonian. Good evening, Sam. It's the first time on the show.
Well, good evening, Elissa. Thank you so much for having me, and can't wait to talk Hamiltonian. I have a great passion for the sport of harness racing, as many people do, and this is our Kentucky Derby, and we are looking forward to a huge day at the Meadowlands.
Well, the big race is set. It's time to pull back the curtain, and I want you to share for our listeners who is in contention and the favorite leading up to this prestigious race.
There's actually two favorites, and ironically, Elissa, it's kind of like Jimmy Connors, Chris Everett, or Billie Jean King sort of thing, because one of them is a filly. The colt is named Pinkman, and he's a very consistent colt. In fact, he's probably going to be the morning line favorite over the whole thing. But Mission Brief, the filly, is the fastest two-year-old ever in the sport. Her connections are facing the boys here, and that adds a lot of drama to the race.
You know, I find this so fascinating. I don't know a lot about the sport, but provide some background for our listeners on the Trotting Triple Crown. I mean, what's the difference between thoroughbred racing, in which we think of, you know, what comes to my mind is Secretariat or American Pharoah, and this weekend's Hamiltonian at the Meadowlands?
Well, basically, they're two different breeds. The thoroughbreds have jockeys on their back, and they gallop at full speed when they race, whereas the standardbreds pace or trot. That's their gaits that they race at, and they're a different breed themselves. So our trotters and pacers go about 35 to 37 miles per hour. Thoroughbreds can run a mile around. A real good horse, maybe 136, 137, and our world record in harness racing is about 146, 147. So they're pretty similar in speed, just a little bit slower. But we have drivers that drive the horses sitting in what we call sulkies, which are two-wheeled vehicles that are hitched to the horse's back, kind of like carriage horses or that sort of thing, except they're very, very aerodynamic and very sleek designed, and these horses are bred to race. So those are the biggest differences there. But if you like horse racing, good horse racing is good horse racing. The Hamiltonian's as good as it gets.
Well, Sam, you're a veteran commentator of horse racing. What do you love about the sport the most?
I grew up with horses, and my family actually raced harness horses,
Elissa,
at the county fairs in Michigan, and I used to drive a little bit when I was younger, and that's how I fell in love with the game. But I've worked at thoroughbred tracks, too, and that's very enjoyable, too. I enjoy both breeds, the thoroughbreds and the standardbreds. But for me, it's the horses, and every horse is different. They have their own characteristics and their own running styles and racing styles. And just to watch the races unfold and pace and position and everything else, I really get into the racing itself.
Okay, the countdown to the 90th anniversary of the Hamiltonian. And if I'm correct, the Hamiltonian is considered the most elite horse harness race in the world and regularly draws, around 25,000 fans to the Meadowlands. Talk about why it's such a big deal, because it is a special race.
For us, it's kind of like the Daytona 500 or the Super Bowl for our sport. And it's not just the Hamiltonian itself. I mean, the race is fantastic, but it's all the hoopla that surrounds the race as well. We have so much going on at the Meadowlands every Hamiltonian day. We turn it into a carnival for kids with all kinds of games and rides and pony rides and that sort of thing. Always have some great bands and great food. And this year we have a harness racing fan zone in the morning where fans can actually meet and greet the top drivers and trainers in the sport. And we've got photo opportunities with them and social media tweets and everything like that. It's going to be a lot of fun out here at the Meadowlands. And people can really connect with harness racing as well. Our horses are a lot calmer, and the people have more access to the horses and the drivers and the trainers, and it's a sport that kind of captures the imagination of rural America, and we've run it to the big city here at the Meadowlands just across the bridge from Manhattan.
Okay, it'll all get underway on Saturday. The race airs on the CBS Sports Network Saturday afternoon. And one more quick hit. Does it get the worldwide attention and the feedback from the fans, like, say, the Kentucky Derby or the Belmont?
It does, maybe not as much in North America, but we have huge coverage overseas. There's like 18 different countries overseas that are carrying the races. France is very big. Sweden is really into the trotting game, and they're taking most of our races. Finland, Denmark, Norway, Germany, even Australia and New Zealand, harness racing is very popular there, and there is a tremendous amount of interest in the racing for the Meadowlands on Saturday, and the supporting card is fantastic. It's kind of like an all-star game every single race with the best horses in every category, and with 16 races we start at noon, we'll wrap up probably about 6:45 at night, and everybody will get their money's worth, that's for sure.
Okay, Sam McKee, veteran commentator of sports racing, getting you ready for the 2015 Hambletonian, the biggest harness race of the year, live from Meadowlands on Saturday. You can watch it on CBS Sports at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Thank you so much, Sam. We appreciate you joining us tonight at YSR.
Thank you, Alyssa. We'll get you out here and have you jog a racehorse one day, and you'll get up close and personal with the sport.
That, of course, was Sam McKee, veteran commentator of horse riding. We want to take time to thank all of our amazing guests, our lineup. Each and every week, Andy Pondillo with our MLB news and notes. Monty Burke, the author of Nick Saban, the new book, The Making of a Coach. Brandon Wright of the Memphis Grizzlies. And Dennis Franchione, head coach at Texas State. I'm Alyssa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show. And a very special thank you to our producer, Joe George.